I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A recently uncovered audit shows that the city of Atlanta was warned about its vulnerability to cyber attacks. GPB's Taylor Gant has more.
The audit, which was obtained by CBS 46, shows that the city's IT systems were vulnerable to hackers unless substantial changes were made. According to the auditor, the city's IT staff was already overloaded with smaller problems, while larger security holes went unfixed. Atlanta also had no formal plan in place to protect itself from a cyber attack. Although the review was conducted last summer, it was months before the city formally responded and acknowledged the problem. The city auditor says Atlanta was in the early stages of updating security when the attack happened last Thursday. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
An update on Jesse Randall Davidson, the Dalton High School teacher accused of firing a gun in his classroom a few weeks back. Whitfield County District Attorney Burt Poston tells WTVC-TV that Davidson is back in jail. He was released on bond back on March 16th and remanded to a mental health care facility for evaluation. Following the evaluation, Davidson was supposed to go to Emory Hospital for long-term psychiatric treatment, but his admission was denied for reasons Poston did not specify. Davidson is now awaiting a new court trial. And Governor Nathan Deal says Georgia took in an unexpected $194 million in revenue. That's good news for the state schools. More from GPB's Grant Blankenship.
$167 million of the surplus will go to fully funding the state's commitments to local school districts, something that last happened 17 years ago. Schools saw $9 billion in cuts in the meantime. Claire Suggs is the senior education analyst at the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. She says there is still work to do.
Can't put back the $9 billion that was cut during the preceding 16 years. It does not leave schools in, you know, kind of at the same position they were in before austerity was instituted.
As a next step, Suggs recommends bringing the state school funding levels, established in 1985, in line with 21st century education standards. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The city of Stockbridge could be divided into two municipalities after the Georgia House passed a proposal allowing a new city to be carved from it. The proposal, which passed late last night, would incorporate the new city of Eagles Landing from land currently in Stockbridge. Proponents say the bill will give residents the right to self-determination. Opponents say the move is racially motivated and would eliminate a substantial portion of Stockbridge's tax base. The measure must return to the Senate to approve changes made by the House. If the bill is signed into law, voters in Eagles Landing would need to approve the idea before the new city is formed. And a former federal prison guard in Atlanta has been sentenced to 20 months in federal prison for using excessive force against an inmate and then trying to cover up the crime. 44-year-old Gregory McLeod of East Point strip-searched an inmate in front of three other guards when the inmate complained that the search was taking too long. Prosecutors say he punched the inmate in the face. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.